The pandemic hit one local demographic's mental health particularly hard. So with that top of mind, an important fundraiser benefiting youth mental health programs hits Little Lake Park next Friday. Shelley Price, Development Special Events Officer at Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care, says that this marks a return to an in-person format for mental health in motion after a few pandemic-filled years. With a goal of raising $25,000, the day serves to raise awareness and support for youth experiencing mental health challenges, according to Price. "We're hoping for a great day," Price adds. Over the past 8 years, Mental Health in Motion has raised more than $120,000 to support mental health care in the region and has encouraged community members to make their mental and physical health a priority. Funds raised this year at the Donate What You Can event will support the Youth Resiliency Project, an initiative to help kids and young adults maintain their well-being, build resiliency skills, and find the help they need before a crisis occurs, since preventative care is one of the most effective ways to keep communities healthy. With a strong network of mental health and addiction partners, the launch of the North Simcoe Youth Wellness Hub, Waypoint's new family, child and youth program, and now the Youth Resiliency Program, young people in our region have more service options than ever before, Waypoint President and CEO Drive. Nadia Sunder-Gee says in a release. "This is very timely because of the rising and urgent needs of children and youth during the pandemic. With your help, we are bringing mental health support directly to youth, where and when they need it most." Waypoint Research Institute Research Coordinator Kim Belfry tells Midland Today money raised during the May 5 event will support youth mental health while also providing access to the Midland YMCA. "It will support being able to do a 6-week program featuring in-person and virtual elements," Belfry says, noting the program that launches in May will feature small groups to encourage greater discussion between participants. "The program's been co-developed with youth input," she says. "There are three main themes: mental well-being, physical well-being, and social well-being." According to organizers, Mental Health in Motion participants help by making a positive change in the world of mental health while also taking time out for their own mental and physical well-being. Taking place between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., those involved can join in a walk, enjoy a wellness fair, and scavenger hunt. A minimum donation of $20 will receive an official tax receipt. The event is also open to businesses and organizations seeking a corporate team building experience, or just looking for a fun group outing. While donations will be accepted at the event, participants are encouraged to help raise funds by collecting pledges, challenging coworkers and friends to see who can raise the most money and come as a team to enjoy the day. Those unable to attend May 5 can choose their own adventure throughout the week and make a donation to the cause. Waypoint Board Chair Ernie Valencourt says the Penetanguishene-based facility relies on fundraising efforts, which have helped bring new medical equipment, improved outdoor therapeutic space, and expanded research and training opportunities. "That is helping to improve the services we provide for our patients, clients, and community," Valencourt says. "We depend on the generosity of those who are making mental health a priority and helping save lives. We're thrilled to have the continued support of our sponsors who believe in Waypoint and those we serve." For more information on Mental Health in Motion, event or sponsorship information, contact Price at sprice@waypointcenter.ca or visit their website.